We are joined on the phone. I'm cutting out there. We are joined on the phone live by Serena Ryder, who's down at the West End Culture Center. How are you, Serena?
Hey, I'm good. Rami Mays is amazing.
I know, and so are you.
Totally awesome. My friend Corin Raymond introduced me to her. He's in a band called The Undesirables, and let me listen to her stuff. She's phenomenal.
Serena, we were just a little while ago joined by Stephen Fearing, who sent his best wishes to you.
Oh, nice.
He was hoping to see you down
such
here.
A lovely man.
So how are things going for you?
Things are going really well.
Yeah,
it's
an exciting time to be Serena Ryder, hey?
Pardon?
Must be an exciting time to be Serena Ryder.
I'm enjoying being myself.
Well, I guess who else would you want to be?
Exactly. But it's been really great. This is the first kind of kickoff show to my tour.
Yeah.
At the Winnipeg Cultural Center, and I've just been reunited with my band.
You got the whole band here this time?
Yeah, I have a whole band.
That's exciting.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of solo stuff and a bunch of whole band stuff, so it's going to be great.
Very nice. That's tonight at the West End, by the way. So I guess the new album is just out not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting for you. You're finally made it to the big label. you're a big rock star now. Is that right?
I wouldn't say that, no. But it's definitely really nice having a kind of a bigger community around me to help me out wherever I go. So it's been really great.
Well, we've been following you for a while now, and so it's good to see some more people hopefully getting the Serena Ryder message this time out.
I hope so.
And interesting choice of projects though for a lady who's in my opinion certainly starting to come into her own and as far as songwriting to suddenly do a covers record. On the one hand, it seems like maybe it's a little early in the career, but on the other hand, I don't know. It's an interesting choice. Why did you go with the mostly covers record this time around?
Well, because this is just a really kind of natural thing for me to be doing, because that's kind of how I started playing music.
Right.
Like I started when I was 7 years old playing lots of shows, like 7, 8, 9, 10, before I started writing, and I was playing cover songs. You know, that's how I learned. That's how I based my writing, you know, is just from being influenced. Like, a lot of my writing is definitely influenced by other people's songwriting, and it's kind of embracing, you know, my where I came from as a musician. And it wasn't a conscious decision to make this a label, major record label debut record, you know. It was like, we made this record because we really wanted to, because we loved this project, and we thought it was great, and then the labels came to us afterwards, you know, so...
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know how you went about picking these particular songs. Like, it's such a wide variety of songwriters and songs on here.
Yeah.
Anything from Leonard Cohen to Paul Anka.
It's pretty phenomenal. What happened was the founder of the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, his name's Frank Davies, and I was actually playing at a press conference for the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, and I was singing a Carmen Lombardo song. Who's Guy Lombardo's brother. It was a song that was written in 1910, actually. And I was performing that song on stage, and then as soon as I got off stage, there was a bunch of people that were saying, you should really do a record of these old standards and blah, 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 blah. And I've never thought about doing a record of old standards, but I've definitely thought about doing a record of a lot of Canadian musicians that just have really, you know, really touched me and moved me. And Frank Davies has been wanting to do a project very similar to that. And his project was kind of based around Confederation from 1867 to 1967.
Right.
So we started out with that on the record. It's only from 1910 to 67. But it was quite the process, actually. It was, you know, 500 songs. It's a lot of songs to listen to, right?
Yeah.
But we did it slowly and over the period of about a month. And, you know, I listened to about 20 songs at a time on a CD, and the songs that just popped out at me, those are the ones I picked. You know, it wasn't, we didn't take a lot of time just figuring out why we should do what song and, you know, really kind of grueling over it. It was just the songs that really popped out that I picked, and
That's kind of an interesting way of going about it. I mean, when most people do a covers record, they do, you know, sort of the songs they grew up on or songs they love, but it sounds like a lot of these songs you didn't really know before.
Yeah, it's true. When we first started doing it, you know, there was a bunch of songs that I did know, that I loved, but for some reason, all of the ones, there was a bunch on the record that I did know. Like, I knew Good Morning Starshine, I knew You Were On My Mind by Sylvia Tyson when she was Sylvia Fricker. I knew Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream. Actually, I did know a lot of them, you know, I knew probably about 70% of the songs. But yeah, the other ones just, you know, I couldn't believe I had never heard them, and I really wanted to sing them. So,
you mentioned Sylvia Tyson, and it's she's actually on the record.
She is on the record, yeah.
And how cool or intimidating was that to have Sylvia Tyson there? I mean, did she play on her own song? Or
she did play on her own song. Yeah, she played "You Are on My Mind." Phenomenal. I mean, what an honor. What
an
honor.
You got to be a little bit nervous going there playing a Sylvia Tyson song in front of Sylvia and Tyson.
Well, we have finished the song already.
Oh, okay. So
she came in, so it was okay. It would have been pretty nerve-wracking, that's true.
But I mean, a great compliment to you to have, you know, her willing to lend her talents to the record.
Yeah,
honestly.
It really was. I am very touched that she did that. I actually met her after she played on it and talking to her about it and got really nervous. I'm like, what do you think of it? And she really liked it, so I was really happy with that. I found out that she actually wrote that song when she was 24.
Oh, yeah.
Which is me.
Yeah.
A lot of the songs on the record, actually, too, were written by people my age.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. What were the criteria for picking these songs, though? I mean, obviously it was a song you liked, but mm-hmm. but what was, you know, obviously you were looking for a song that would suit your voice and...
For sure, and that's what it was. You know, it wasn't. I didn't put a theme on the record to begin with. You know, and what actually happened, like this whole process was really serendipitous. Because I did pick the songs because I just really felt them when I was singing them, and I felt like they were really really powerful songs, and in their message as well. Like there was a theme. After we finished the record, we sat down, and we figured out that, you know, most of the songs on the record were about. War and peace and love and all of those timeless kind of topics that are never going to go away, you know. So
for sure,
yeah.
The interesting thing that you did was you tacked on three of your own songs sort of at the end.
Mm.
Now, I mean, was it sort of hard to think of your songs standing alongside, you know, songs by Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen and all that stuff?
For sure, and that's why we didn't really stick them in with the rest of the songs. And intermingle them at all, and that's why there's a big break before the end of it. I just kind of wanted to let people know, you know, why, you know, how I've been able to be influenced by these people and how, you know, I am going to be releasing a record of my own stuff afterwards. So
right.
It's kind of a, you know, a little idea of what I'm all about as a songwriter.
Well, I certainly want to tell you that those three songs are and I'm not saying this just because you're on the phone, those are probably my three favorite songs on the record, honestly.
Really?
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's certainly, when I listened to it and I thought, at first, the best part was when I first listened to the record, I didn't look at who wrote the songs. So I just listened to it. And those were my three favorites right at the end. And then I went through and I opened it up and I went, oh my God, she wrote those songs, and
wow.
I looked at some of the other names, and I thought, like, A, they fit in very well, and B, I mean, it's certainly a testament to your own songwriting. Obviously, it's come a long way
Thank you so much.
A short time.
That's a huge compliment. Thank you.
Well, yeah, and I mean, so are you sort of comfortable with your songwriting now? Is that something that comes
fairly easily? Yeah, well,
it's
a never-ending process for me, too,
yeah.
You know? Like, I'm never going to be 100% satisfied, you know,
right.
with everything that I write, but... there are a few songs that I really, really do, I am very, very proud of, and I wouldn't change what I write, you know. It's,
right.
it's a part of the process, a part of where I've been and who I was at the time.
Right.
But it's a never-ending process, you know. I'm constantly a little bit unsatisfied, or else I probably wouldn't keep writing. You know?
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned that you're still only 24. I mean, you've been already at this for quite a few years. I think you started when you were, what, 18 or something like that?
I started songwriting when I was 13.
That's
yeah. So I have
I think I was playing Atari when I was 13. I don't know. You're writing songs.
Yeah. I got my first guitar when I was 13. So
that's
started writing right then.
That's fantastic. And what I've noticed about you is there have been some very sort of different aspects to your recording and to what you've been doing. I mean, the first thing that I heard was the little live EP
okay.
that you recorded, and that's sort of, you know, acoustic and just you.
Which one?
I recorded
a few.
It was recorded live for the CBC on...
That's the one with me on the bicycle.
Yeah, that one. And then after that, I guess, came the Unlikely Emergency? Was that sort of after that?
Yeah, that would have been after that, yeah. Unlikely Emergency. And then... And there was a live one after that.
Right.
Live in Australia.
Right. But all of those seem very different to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you notice very different chapters? Is it sort of, do you intend to
it's
do
so
that?
Funny,
or is it
because
just,
like, there's that a lot of people say that too in the progression of the different records that I've made. And yeah, for sure, there's lots of different chapters. But at the same time, it's sometimes it's hard for me to decide, you know, what I want to do, because I want to do everything, you know? So I
yeah.
think those records are kind of snippets, and they're moments in time. It's what I want to do at that moment.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to be ever-changing. Like, I love every single style of music that is out there. You know, as long as it's great, you know, great songwriting, then it's good, or has a good groove. There's so many different reasons why I like music. I love everything, like every kind of great music. So I think I'm just going to do it all, you know, if I can. And maybe one day I'll settle into a sound or a style, but I don't know. You know, I love it all.
No rush to do that for
exactly.
sure, I guess, eh? I mean, why not do a little bit of everything while you can?
For sure.
So you were mentioning that you were going to put out an all-original record after that. Is that sort of already in the works or what?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've been writing a lot. The record's not in the works as in, you know, recording.
Right.
We're going to be touring this record probably for the next year. And
okay.
Then, yeah.
It's, I mean, you mentioned having the band out this time, and I don't think we've seen you in Winnipeg with a band at all.
No.
That I can think of.
I think I've played with Hawksley Workman's band out here a few times. We kind of, when we toured with each other, I'd play with him and he'd play with me.
Right.
So we'd switch off like that, but this is the first time I've been out here with my own band, so yeah, very exciting.
So do we see, like, does that change the show a lot for you when you have a band?
Oh, for sure. It's a totally different thing. It's more of a party on stage, you know?
Like, yeah.
It's just a lot of fun to share the spotlight with a bunch of people and really have a good time on stage. But at the same time, my set is always 50-50, 50% solo, 50% band.
Okay.
Yeah.
I certainly want to compliment you. I happened to see the you were here at the big arena playing opening for Butch and Randy.
Yeah.
At the big show there. That must have been an interesting experience. When I first heard that you were opening for Burton Cummings and Randy Bachman, I kind of scratched my head, and I went, "That's pretty weird." And then I thought, "Well, that's pretty cool too." Like, be honest with me, you probably had both those emotions at the same time, right?
Well, it was very strange. It was like, why am I on tour with these gigantic rock stars?
Yeah.
But once I got out there on the road, I realized, you know, they're just the coolest guys, and it's really a lot of fun to hang out with, and their crowd was amazing, too. Like, people who want to go out and have fun and listen to good songs, and I really enjoyed the tour. It was fantastic. And then I ended up writing with Randy Bachman, which is
really
obviously there's a track on the record that we co-wrote.
Yeah. But, I mean, it must have been kind of intimidating going out in front of these rock audiences that just wanted to hear American Woman and playing your little solo acoustic songs.
Not really. No, I didn't find it intimidating. There was a few nights where I'd look out beforehand and be nervous. But as soon as I get on stage and start playing, I feel perfectly fine. You know, it's like I feel like that's exactly where I'm supposed to be. It feels really good. Like, it's being on stage, it's a funny thing, but it's very grounding for me.
Yeah. Well, in the end, I certainly thought you rose to the occasion, and then I thought, well, that was brilliant because I mean, those audiences who come to see a classic rock show are generally not interested in the opening act.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the fact that you were able to get their attention and get people listening, and there was certainly a big lineup at the CD table afterwards, so obviously you were connecting with those folks.
Yeah, it felt so good.
That's good.
Yeah, such an honor.
But now it's mostly headlining shows, I guess?
Yeah, this tour around, it's headlining shows, and yeah.
And do you do venues sort of like the West End in other places? Is it sort
of
the same
depends,
sort of thing?
And it depends on where you go and how big the town is, right? And like how many venues are in it. On this tour, we're playing pretty much every town that we can, you know, on the way. So there's going to be some smaller venues and some bigger venues, and you know, whatever happens. But yeah, it's fantastic. I'm excited because I haven't toured Canada on my own in a very long time. It's
yeah,
been about
right.
3 years. I've spent most of my time in Australia. So.
And how has that been for you? How's it been going to a place that seems so foreign to folks like me?
It's been fabulous. Like it's not really that foreign, actually. Like if you went to Australia, I think you probably feel pretty much at home. Like just with the people, anyways. Like the community that I was hanging out with and stuff like that. They're kind of sense of humor and the way that they live their kind of daily lives. A little bit more laid back, actually, than in Canada, but I think you'd find a lot of similarities to Canadians from Australians.
Now, why Australia? Like, why did you focus on that? I mean, of all the countries in the world, why Australia?
Well, I was playing at a folk festival conference a few years ago, and this man from Australia who had a label out there kept in touch with me and got my record, and he sent it. He knew Steve Earle was coming into town, so he gave it to him. And, I ended up touring with Steve Earle.
Wow.
Tour out there, so.
That's got to be very cool as well.
Oh, I hate to interrupt, but I think I have to go.
Oh, no problem.
I'm sorry.
No problem. That's right. We will see you tonight at the West End. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
And hopefully we can talk to you again soon.
That would be fantastic.
All right, take care.
Okay, cheers. Bye.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. Were on my mind. I got troubles, I got worries, I got rules to buy. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain, just to ease my pain. I got drunk and got sick and I came home again. When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. You were on my mind. I got troubles, I got worries, I got rules to buy. Morning, you were on my mind. You were on my mind. I got troubles, I got worries, I got rules to buy.
That you needed me. waiting so long, praying for the snow to melt, so we could leave this dead town and feel what our parents felt. Every year the river floods and swells the mountain valleys. It reflects all the sunlight and radiates a tree. And I see every slow step, I touch every daydream, magnifies the frozen breath, but we sit and watch cars scream down the repaired highway that leads us to a better place. No one stays here anyway, it's just an empty space. Folks split to try and get a fresh start. Removed ourselves from every dream. They held us through the hardest part. Now that we were older, we didn't have the empty hope. City's getting smaller and the water feels colder. And every year around this time, I wonder what you're up to, if you're still in Vailmont, seeing folks you used to. I would try to think back to those boring week days, school lit out early, and we fumbled through the haze.
Fine local band there, the Western States, finally gearing up for the release of their first CD, self-titled, for a CD release party tomorrow at the Big West End Cultural Center. But first, if you want to hear what they sound like live, stay tuned here on UMFM. They'll be rocking it up here coming up shortly on, what's it called? On the Floor?
From the Floor.
Under the Floor?
From the Floor.
I Am the Floor? I don't know. It's something about the floor. the floor.
That was Veil Mount. Before that, we heard a couple off Serena's new record that she talked about. That was the Randy Bachman song that she talked about that was Out of the Blue.
Right.
And before that, we heard You Were On My Mind with Sylvia
Fricker.
Otherwise known as Tyson. Anyways, are we out of time there, KK?
It's almost time to go. Just a couple of minutes left. So.
All right, well, I'll be back on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., telling the band to go home. We'll tell you all about how great Stephen Fearing was, but you'll know because you'll have been there on Saturday.
Lots of good shows to check out. Serena Ryder tonight.
It's just heating up, so it's a good time to be going out to check things out. And they got to be better than Matt Mays.
It wasn't...
Okay. I didn't get it. I just did not get it. I was gearing up. I thought, yeah, I'll sit through this boring album. But then he's got a really... Like, I thought when they come out and do Stand Down at Sundown, I thought it was going to blow my mind after having been so bored for so long. But that didn't happen. So I was just like...
He played his whole new album
boring
front
new
to
album.
Back.
Don't forget the word boring.
And then he for an encore, he played...
two songs.
Cocaine Cowgirl and What Are We Gonna Do with the Month of September?
Yeah. Slow
Solo.
Acoustic versions. I don't know.
They sounded pretty good to me.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not happy. That's okay. But I'm sure Serena Ryder will be great tonight, and I know Stephen Fearing will be great on Saturday, so check that out. And the Western States, I'm sure, will be great tomorrow.
And the bake sale.
And the bake sale. I got to go for the baking.
All right. Well, Jeff will see you Sunday.
I feel like there's something else, but I forget what it is. So just tune in on Sunday. Maybe I'll remind you.